first to the man, do you want to have your own biological child? The husband stuttered and finally responded, well, of course we do, Si. Then Si turned to the woman. The Lord wants to know, do you want a child of your own? The woman, likewise baffled, perhaps perturbed, mumbled something about how long they had prayed for a child. Finally, she said, yes. At that very moment, in the mystery of divine revelation, Si Moffat envisioned a picture of a boy with lots of reddish hair. He decided to risk sharing his thought with the couple. I think that within 12 months of this day, the Lord is saying that you'll have a male child from your own womb, and he'll have lots of reddish hair. I don't know how that couple responded, but what actually happened is easily documented. 11 months and 10 days later, the couple gave birth to their own biological child, a baby boy with lots of reddish hair. What a God moment! What an awesome, loving God we serve! The God who is sovereign over red seas is the same God who is sovereign over red-haired boys. Who could forget it? Well, we could. If the miracle gave you chills, this will give you tears. Si added, as an afterthought to the story he was telling me, today, that couple is divorced. I didn't ask about the details of the divorce or how it wounded the miracle boy with lots of red hair, but I know this. Somewhere along the line, the couple drifted into a desert. They became hungry. They became bitter. And they forgot how God had sanctioned their marriage and blessed the fruit of their life together. For them to decide that it was better for the red-haired boy to have divorced parents, they had to forget what God had done. Desert droughts dry up the recollections of ocean floors. Momentary adversity distorts memories of joyful moments. Present pain clouds the remembrance of former bliss. We could say that this couple had a case of spiritual amnesia. A profound God moment had changed their lives. They received the very blessing they had longed for. And yet at some point, they let go of that divine experience and they suffered the consequences. I've known a lot of people with spiritual amnesia. No matter how greatly God has blessed them, they have totally forgotten it. As a result, they dwell in pessimistic subsistence when they could be living richly in the joy of His blessings. You don't have to look far in your Bible to find a bad case of spiritual amnesia. The story of the